USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Mother Nature is putting on some fireworks of her own ahead of the 4th of July. The National Weather Service issuing hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Forecasters saying thunderstorms are likely across the Mid-Atlantic and Northern Plains today, with hot temperatures and excessive heat warnings across the South and Southwest. More Americans are heading to the fireworks stand, a record number in fact.
Fireworks sales are expected to hit an all-time high this year, according to the American Pyrotechnics Association. The industry group predicts retail sales across the country will top $2.4 billion. That's $100 million more than last year. Pam Adams with MPA Fireworks in East Texas tells CBS 19 it's getting busier.
The last three or four days, it kicks in.
This shopper's tradition?
Come over and get some fireworks so we can have a big fireworks show tonight and enjoy a big fish cookout.
Officials urge people to always buy legal fireworks. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will travel to Beijing Thursday for 4 days of talks. Correspondent Andrew Wood in Hong Kong says it's a further sign that President Biden is trying to improve relations between the two countries following the shooting of a Chinese spy balloon over the United States.
Yellen's discussions with Chinese officials will cover a wide range of issues. American businesses and investors worry that gathering information in China about markets, the economy, or rivals might be considered spying. Last week, a social media network banned three Chinese bloggers because they wrote negatively about the economy. A Treasury official in Washington said the U.S. wanted healthy ties with Beijing, but he didn't expect a significant breakthrough from Ms. Yellen's visit.
Baltimore police are continuing to search for the suspects in a mass shooting that took place over the weekend, killing two people. This is USA News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, until I got my first MyPillow, I never had a pillow that didn't get in my way at night. The MyPillow difference is day and night, also known as deep, restful sleep. And if you haven't tried one out yet, there's no better time to massively improve the quality of your sleep by taking advantage of the MyPillow offer exclusively for radio listeners. Just go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the radio listener specials. Lots of great deals there, but I think the best one is their buy one, get one free offer. They got a BOGO going on right now for MyPillow premium pillows. And it's a great way to pick up a MyPillow for yourself and for your...
Get the absolute most out of your workouts with the finest pre-workout formulas from Transparent Labs. Bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. All-natural Transparent Labs cutting-edge formulas use no artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all are third-party lab-tested. Get 20% off your first order today with code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com. That's TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. For 20% off, enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.
The Postal Service is raising the price of a stamp from 63 cents to 66 cents. The Post Office will also increase rates for packages and marketing mail. The changes are set to begin Sunday. It'll be fireworks of a different kind in Coney Island on Tuesday.
Another 4th of July tradition is back as the top competitive eaters vie for the mustard belt. Joey Chestnut and Mickey Sudo defend their titles at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Chestnut broke his own record in 2021, devouring 76 francs and buns in the allotted 10 minutes. He has won the contest 15 times since 2007. As for Sudo, she's 8 for 8 at the Nathan's event. Each winner takes home $10,000. No word on antacids, though. I'm Jerry Barton.
Over the weekend, people were flocking to see a new action movie starring Harrison Ford.
Indiana Jones is back on top at the box office across the United States and Canada. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny opened this weekend with $60 million in ticket sales at North American theaters.
A dial that could change the course of history.
Why are you chasing the thing that drove your father crazy?
The fifth film in the franchise beats Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which made $11.5 million in its fifth week of release. Lance Pry, USA News.
The Powerball jackpot in Monday night's drawing is set for an estimated $522 million. I'm Jim Berg, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.